a fund that was set up for them. So I'm, you know, I'm very, very pleased about that. If you had asked me in January, did I envision these dollars going to the intended population, I would have told you no. The bills that I filed, House Bill 550, would have set up an account outside of the Treasury for dollars coming into the fund in the future. And it did not deal with the $811 million of the dollars that were already in the fund, because I simply did not feel as though the legislature, with the leadership in place, would take those dollars and send them to poor people. So I was leaving those dollars behind. We were setting up an account in the future outside the Treasury. The other bill that I filed was House Bill 549, that essentially said if the legislature didn't use these dollars for their intended purpose and were not inclined to set up an account outside the Treasury, then we should eliminate the surcharge completely.
I guess you're saying it came as a surprise or a pleasant surprise.
A pleasant surprise. You know, in the legislative process, one of the things that I think we all have to learn is when is a win a win? And, you know, you can keep fighting for something and end up not getting anything. And certainly you cannot allow your quest for the perfect to prevent you from doing a lot of the good. And in this case, even though it brings the system benefit fund, at least the surcharge, to an end, the dollars are so great that over an extended period of time, at least for 3 years, there can be a direct, substantial benefit for this population. And now seniors, for example, at least for the next 3 years, can take the dollars that they would have spent on their electricity bill, and they can spend those dollars on their food, on their groceries, or on other necessities. And I'm very proud of that, and proud of what the legislature did in that regard. So we take one day at a time. We'll take 1 year at a time. And then, you know, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, the legislature, and, you know, I can't say that I'm going to be there, you know, 4 years from now, but the legislature, whomever is there, will have to grapple with the reality that a safety net that was put in place, that was needed, is no longer, and where do we go from here? And that's an issue that will come up and will have to be addressed in 2016, 2017, and the years to come.
Great. I'll stop rolling now.